Present the sixth episode in the Green Valley Line, the story of a backcountry railroad in the early years of the 20th century. The great day of the race for the mail contract has arrived. From end to end of the Green Valley Line, they are watching and listening for news of the mail special. Leaving Glasspell 2 hours before the dawn, the rival trains are racing toward their western goal beyond the mountains. On the Green Valley, the special is nearing Morristown, where Pop Harkness and Bill Reed are anxiously listening to the telegraphic reports.
Well, what's it say, Bill?
That's the special out of Dexter. Right on schedule, Pop. She's doing fine. Mm-hmm. And here's a message from Glasspell. Quite a lot in it.
Well, what's it say?
Oh, bad news, Pop. The CKMW are running their train wild with a clear track and rights over all trains.
Yes, but that's against instructions. You're supposed to run under ordinary traffic conditions. What time are they making?
They're way ahead of us, Pop.
Well, don't get to worry now, Bill. But wait till they get to the mountains. They got 187 miles to our 96.
I'm not worrying. Wait, here's something else. They gave us 2 old mail cars. I bet the CKMW had a hand in that.
Shouldn't wonder. Still, they seem to be coming right along.
Listen, Pop, I've got an idea. I think it's a good one. I wish you'd let me change engines up at the hilltop instead of here at Morristown.
Say, what in tarnation do you mean?
Well, I mean to let the mail special come right on through the hilltop siding. It's just 3 miles more.
Yes, but I don't see any sense in that, Bill. The only chance to look over them mail cars is right here in the yard. Can't do a thing at hilltop.
Yes, we can, Pop. The car inspector can go up there. Besides, I don't care if those cars are in bad shape. All the better.
Well, I say, you ain't going crazy, are you?
No, no chance of that, Pop. I told you I've got an idea. Just let me have my own way.
Well, this can't do any harm. Maybe better to make the shift up there.
Sure. There's a lot of people hanging around down here, so if they're fixing to pull something, they'll be out of luck.
Well, all right, all right. Better give the instructions.
Right. Just a minute. The boys are outside.
Oh, Mickey! Fire!
Okay,
fire in here, quick.
Now listen, Mickey. We're going to run you out the hilltop siding with 1010 and the pilot. The 590 will go too. We change engines up there.
You mean that we'll not be stopping at Morristown?
No. The mail special will go right through.
Well, that's queer, but maybe it's a good idea.
How's she coming, Slim?
All right. She was out of Dexter right on schedule.
Boy, she's hitting it right along, ain't she?
Wait. Hold on, listen.
Well, what's wrong now?
That's the Minnesota operator calling. Look out. Let me get to that key.
Anything wrong, Bill?
I don't know. The mail special's pulling into Minnesota.
You mean she's stopping there?
Sure. There's a hot box in one of those mail cars. The front one.
Well, is it bad, Bill?
Sure, she's a fire. They're working at it now.
Now, wouldn't that skin you? A blazer, too.
Be dad, that's nonsense.
It's those old cars they gave us. All right, they've got it. The operator says they'll be out in 2 minutes. Listen. There they go. Let's see. Stopping and starting. 4 minutes. 2 minutes fixing that blazer. That's 6 whole minutes they've knocked out of Minnesota.
No chance to make that up either. There's a bad hill out of Minnesota.
All right, never mind that, Spider. Listen, Mickey. Who's your conductor?
Wilson.
All right. You and Spider go out and couple on. You've got 2 boxcars and a caboose.
Sure, they're already on number 4.
All right, get out and hook on them. Pull out onto the main line in front of the depot. Engine 590 will go with you to Hilltop. I'll have the orders ready for you. I'm coming, too.
Okay, sir.
Okay. What's the idea of changing engines to Hilltop, young fella?
Well, you've got to leave it to me, Pop. I'm looking for trouble on the west end. The pilot will run 10 minutes ahead of the mail special.
Well, but if they got the pilot, the mail train would be stuck, too.
Well, maybe, but I'm taking the chance. You remember there was a spy snooping around the other night when we decided to run the pilot? I figure they'll know about it.
Well, I see the idea, but even if they let the pilot go through and ditch the mail, well, we'll be out of luck.
Well, you leave it to me now, Pop. I'm going to get that mail through on schedule or bust. There's a special. 9 miles out of Morristown. She'll be here soon.
Hello, everybody.
morning.
Oh, good morning.
Why, hello, Carrie. What you doing here?
Thought you might like me to come over and sit with you, Pop, while the special goes over the West End.
Well, now, that's real nice of you, young lady.
What's the can-can doing out in the main line?
We're going to run her and 590 to Hilltop and change engines there.
That's funny. Where's the special?
She'll be here in a few minutes now. Listen, Pop, I'm going now. There's nothing more to do here.
Well, all right, son. Do the best you can.
Oh, it's a cinch, Pop. In 3 hours' time, we'll have that mail delivered at Fuel Junction and the mail contract in the bag.
You see, now the contract...
Sure. And by the way, we're going to have a big celebration at the town hall tonight. I'll be back. And you can put me down for 4 dances.
Well, you certainly have a nerve.
Why not? It runs in the Reed family. Goodbye, Pop.
Goodbye and good luck, Bill. Let me have a wire from Sewell.
Sure, I'll see you tonight.
Well, time to go.
I don't understand that idea of making the change of engines up at Hilltop.
Well, I reckon young Bill figures there'll be less danger of any monkeying. Can you read them telegraph reports, Carrie?
Sure, of course. There's no one doing it present, though.
No, but you might call up Hilltop Sighting and ask him to give you a full report on what's going on up there.
All right, Pop. Oh, there's the special whistling for the yard limit.
Sure. The main line's all clear. She'll highball right through. There she comes. Journey. Yeah, I don't like the looks of them old mail cars.
My goodness, you don't mean to say they gave us old equipment.
That's what happened. Looks like another hot journal on that rear car. Maybe it's just a dust plant.
There's the operator at Hilltop. She says the pilot is just running onto the siding.
Well, tell him to stay on the wire, honey. The special's halfway up the hill. They'll be there in a couple of minutes.
She says they've run the 590 down the main line, so it's to save time changing engines.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea. It's kind of dangerous, though.
She says the special's just coming in. They're pulling alongside the pilot train.
Well, what's the idea of that?
There's something wrong with the mail coaches.
Yeah.
The men are working under the cars.
Well, that's what I was appeared of. Wonder what's wrong.
The operator says they're down the far end of the siding. It's too far to see.
Gosh almighty, I wonder what they're doing.
I don't know. Well, there's Bill Reed on the wire now talking to the dispatcher.
Well, see what he says if you can.
He's getting awfully fast. It's ready. Wait a minute, yes. There's trouble on the mail cars. Hot journals in one car, something the matter with the air. Oh, my gracious.
Now, don't get to worrying, honey. They got 17 minutes allowance anyway.
Must be all right. The pilot is pulling out. Oh, Pop, do you think that old 1010 can keep ahead of the mail
car? Sure. Why, the 1010's one of the best engines we've got since she's fixed up. I only wish she had the mail behind her.
There she goes.
Yeah.
Say, Pop, I want to ask, what should you tell me something?
Well, what is it, Carrie?
Well, I don't understand this mail run. Why should they have two trains?
Well, no, I can't rightly tell you that. It was Bill Reed's idea.
I thought so.
You see, we're running the 1010 with a couple of boxcars and a caboose 10 minutes ahead of the mail special.
Well, what's the use of that?
Oh, it's just an idea Bill had, that's all. Can't say that I see much use in it. But I got a lot of confidence in Bill. He's a right smart young fella.
Well, I hope it turns out all right, Pop. I'm sure.
You still suspicious of that young fella, Carrie?
Oh, I don't know, Pop. He's not my sort, I guess. But I'd like him better if he wasn't so sure of himself.
Then there's another train report.
Yes, it's the mail special out of Hilltop Siding. Unscheduled. They fixed that trouble on the mail car.
I wonder how long they'll last. If it wasn't for the old mail cars, we might make it.
And there's a report from Sunnyside on the 1010. She went through flying.
Gosh, the old 1010's running fine. Wish I knew what young Billy is up to.
Listen, there's a message from Unity Siding. They're copying it in the dispatcher's office. Oh, Pop, it's trouble.
Unity? Well, it's born halfway to Sewell. It's in the mountains, right at the foot of the big grave.
It says that a gang of men broke into the tool house at Unity Siding. They've gone east along the track from Unity.
Gosh almighty, I should have known they might have done something like that. We've got to get word to the pilot and the mail special, too.
It's all right, Pop. The dispatcher's talking to the operator at Parslow. He's got the message. He's going to flag the pilot.
Dear my high, that's the worst place of the whole system. They can throw the track there at the foot of the big hill and nobody near to stop them.
Do you think it's DK and W men?
Sure. Who else would want to make trouble like that?
I tell you, this baby can travel. Sure, she's a fine little engine, spider me boy. But what the devil we're doing out here ahead of the mail special, I don't know.
I've been pushing in these trains over this for the last 2 days.
Ah, listen, if you had any brains, you wouldn't be a hoghead.
Oh, is that so? When did he tell you now?
Hold on. There's somebody coming over the train.
Oh, it's young Bill Green. If that's Ben Bono, we'd be needing plenty of steam for the hill.
Hello there, Mickey. How's she rolling?
Fine, sir. The old Chin Chin was never better in her life.
Good, but that tension ahead
hasn't been far, though. Keep your eyes skinned, Spider, me boy.
Hey, cut her, Mickey, the board's against us.
What? Gosh, what in the world does that mean?
Hey, keep her going, Mickey. There's the operator on the platform. He's giving me a highball. He's got something in a hoop.
Maybe a 19. 4.5 on 72, perhaps.
Looks like it makes it from here.
Come on, Spider, me boy. Keep your eye on that hoop. We have to back up for child boarding.
Watch it, Spider.
Okay, I got her. Sure, it's a magic.
Let's see it.
Hold on while I throw this hoop off. There you are.
Gosh, listen to this. Conductor engineer extra 1010. Reduce speed to 15 miles an hour approaching Unity Siding. Look out for attempt to damage track between milepost 132 and Unity.
Oh, I thought we was doing too well. So they're getting started with their funny work, aren't
they? How far is Unity, Mickey?
It's about 10 miles from here. We'll be there in that many minutes. The way we're going.
What's the track like this side of Unity, Spider?
And there's a long down grade and a sharp turn at the foot of the hill. That's about the place according to the magic. We'll see it in a minute.
Well, listen, Mickey.
I'm listening.
All right. Looks like these folks ahead are planning to stop the mail special.
Sure, looks that way. And there's no way to prevent them.
Right, that's what I figured on.
Oh, you did, eh?
Sure. That's why I decided to run this pilot. They may let us through.
But what good will that be if they got the mail train?
Never mind. Get through if you can and keep going.
Well, whatever you say. Hey, Spider, keep your eyes skinned. Watch out, though.
Ah, there's the vent. I can see it now. Ain't nothing in sight.
Better ease her off then, Mickey.
Sure. Hey, there's some men there.
What?
A bunch of them close by the track.
Yeah.
I see them. They're on both sides of the track. And Mother and Jim, they're starting to monkey with the track.
All right, open her up.
Listen. Now we'll be in the ditch.
Open her up, I say. It's our only chance. Come on, before they get that rail loose.
By the holy poker, I'll open her up. You better say your prayers. Hold tight now. We're on top of them.
Come on, give it to her. Look now. They got a charge under the track, and they're running out of fuse. But the never might let out.
Mother of Moses, we bet them. We'll pass. But what's the use? They dynamited the train behind me. They got the mail. The race is over.
The mail special roaring toward Unity and a big hole in the track ahead. They may pull up in time, but the big race is apparently over. And still, you never know what young Bill Reed may have up his sleeve. Listen for the next episode in the Green Valley Line.